Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1766, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. This day, April 26th. I told Black that the Mary Fagan sat in the front seat on the left-hand side facing forward, and I sat three seats behind her. I did not speak to Mary while on the car, but when we got off the car at Marietta on Forsyth Street, Mary got off ahead of me, and I then said, "Hello, Mary. Where are you going?" Mary answered, "I am going to get my money and go to see the parade, this being Decoration Day and a holiday." This was all of the conversation I had with Mary on that day. I last saw Mary as she was going over the viaduct south on Forsyth Street, and I went under the viaduct to the Journal Building and immediately got my papers and went to Five Points where I sold them. To fix the time I must have arrived at the Journal Building, the extra generally comes out about from 12:20 to 12:30. I told all of these circumstances to Black when I first met him. Black wanted me to say that I sat in the seat with Mary on the car, but I told him that this was not true. But Black said, "That will be all right. You do as I tell you." Detective Black asked to come down to his office the next day to see him. He handed me a subpoena and told me how much I would have to pay or go to jail if I didn't come. I did show the subpoena to my boss and the next day went to Black's office at police headquarters at about 2:30. He at once carried me to another room where he and I were alone and again questioned me about riding downtown on the car with Mary and told me that I got on the car at 10 minutes to 12 o'clock and that I sat on the seat with Mary and talked to her on the car and that we got off the car at about 5 to 7 minutes after 12 at Marietta and Forsyth Streets. I again told him that was not true and he told me that was all right. You go ahead and tell it just like I tell you. I told him I didn't know anything about what time we got off the car, and he said, "Oh, you was raised in the country and could tell the time by the sun, and it was about 5 or 7 minutes after 12. He made me agree to tell it, as he told me, and said, "You do as I tell you, and I will give you some money, and when this trial is over, and you can leave town if you want to." He told me to say that I talked to Mary on the car coming downtown, and that I devilied Mary about her sweethearts, and that she must have a sweetheart at the pencil factory, and that Mary said she didn't have any sweetheart, but Mr. Frank Down.